Really pleased for our first half. It was quite an even game, but we felt that they worked really hard, Kempston, to contain us. And it was very even, but then to get the goal right in half time, obviously, it changed the complex of the game. They had to come out a little bit more, and I felt second half we were valid winners, and maybe 3-1 flattered them, because we could have won 5 or 6, but really pleased to be in the next round.
Sam Fisk scored two of them, one with his boot. That's quite unusual.
Yeah, Sam's this season's been he's obviously a left back. We put him at centre half this year, and he's been magnificent. He's been really decent. He struck up a good partnership with the other lad, Cech Touré, and Sam's got real good technique. He's 6'3". He's got a lovely left foot. He's good in the air, and he should get on the score sheet more. And he's having a belief to go in there. And I thought both his goals today were real good finishes. I think the striker would have been pleased with him, because there was no doubt when it fell to him that he wasn't going to score. So. More importantly, the team got the win, but it's great for Sam to get two goals.
As you said, the final score was 3-1, but as you mentioned earlier, it could have been 4, 5, or 6, because you did rattle their post, and their goalkeeper played out of his skin at times.
Yeah, he pulled out some good saves from. It's important that we want to punch on this season, and we've got a bit of pace in the side. And I think when the game opened up, I think you see some of our players with strength and pace. Come to the fore, and they were excellent. And like you say, we could have really. He's pulled out two or three unbelievable saves with the crossbar. We've had a couple of chances we've missed. That we've missed the target. So really pleased with that. And as I say before the game, we know it's a bit of banana skin. They're a league lower as such, but we just really wanted to get through. And I felt over the 90 minutes, we thoroughly deserved that.
Looking ahead to the next round, Cadbury Heath.
Yeah. I don't mean to be rude. I don't know a lot about them. I know they're from Bristol Way. I think someone said to me. And when you play in the cup, you either want a dream tie that's really it gets everyone looking and thinking, oh, what a great tie, or you want a winnable game. And I'm not saying we're going to beat them, but I think it is that. I think it's a winnable fixture for us. So again, it's the prestige of the cup, fantastic. The money's a big part of it, and we want to try and get through to the next round.
I know we don't want to be counting our chickens, but in theory, you could be in the fourth qualifying round for the second time in 3 seasons.
It's the old cliche. I know it's boring, but it's one game at a time. They come here, and I'm sure they've got through this fast. They must be fairly decent. But as I say, it's a real winnable tie for us, and we'll be striving our utmost to get into that fourth qualifying round. And then you never know what you're going to get. You get to a bit further on, and that's what the cup's all about. And I say the players should be excited. That I think we've had an all right start to the season, and we've got a massive league game Saturday now.